Join us from our nation's capital, Michael Waltz, congressman from Florida. We'll dive into this because this is scary, scary stuff we're talking about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
First place in the Mountain West Conference was on the line when UNLV women's basketball took the court last night against Wyoming. The Lady Rebels held on to beat the Cowgirls 58-51 at Cox Pavilion. UNLV will be looking to avenge their only loss to a conference opponent on Saturday when they travel to New Mexico. The Runnin' Rebels will try to extend their modest two-game win streak when they host Wyoming on Saturday at the Thomas and Mack. Tip goes up at 5 o'clock. The Golden Knights, who haven't played since Saturday, will try to break Edmonton's 16-game win streak when they host the Oilers next Tuesday at T-Mobile Arena. The LA Lakers take on the Celtics in Boston this evening. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:15.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're getting around safely on our Valley freeways right now. You may want to allow a little extra time, though, before you head out, especially if you're heading out later, because rain will be here before noon today. As far as accidents go, still working one on the east side of Flamingo and Sandhill, another at Lake Mead and Buffalo. Overall, cool temperatures today should stay just under 60 degrees this afternoon. We're at 54 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Fire in your belly.
We'll get more of your reaction to the announcement overnight that Jesus Jara is stepping down as superintendent of the Clark County School District. We've talked ad nauseum about the problems of the Clark County School District and that so many of those problems begin and end at the superintendent's desk. Also, let's just be honest. The Board of Trustees has to take a lot of responsibility for the plight of our schools. We are dead last in just about every category there is. And the Board of Trustees needs to be cleaned out. We need a new set of trustees. We can't do it all at once, but we can begin in this election cycle. By the way, in case you're wondering, the resignation letter was submitted on Tuesday, and it will take effect 11:59 on February 21st. The Board of Trustees is going to meet next week, and we'll take up the resignation letter. And I have to imagine, barring some sort of catastrophe, that they will accept the letter of resignation and move on from Dr. Jesus Jara. I promised I'd let you hear more from John Kennedy. I just find John Kennedy so refreshing. He is the Louisiana member of the United States Senate. He weighed in yesterday with Fox on the border security bill that nobody's seen it. Nobody has seen this new bill. Legislative language? Nope. We've got leaked bullet points, and that's about it. And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, says it's dead on arrival in the House of Representatives. That should tell you something. But this was John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, yesterday on Fox.
Senator Lankford in Oklahoma's come under a lot of pressure, even from Donald Trump, we understand. Don't even try this middle ground bipartisan deal, whatever you call it. Let's make this a campaign issue this year. What do you think of that?
I think this is all a lot of debating and bickering in a vacuum. There is no bill. I haven't seen a bill. I've heard parts of it described, but I haven't seen it. I think what you're hearing is a lot of frustration. The people putting this bill together need to land this plane. They need to publish the bill. They need to let the American people look at it and give us a reasonable amount of time to digest it. If I think it's going to help stem the flood of people, of humanity at the border, I'll vote for it. But remember, there are other things in this bill as well, helping Taiwan, Ukraine, Israel. They need to land the plane and give us a bill to debate. And right now, everybody's reacting to rumors. Now, we're told repeatedly, we've been told for 3 months, that this bill is going to be great. You know, it's going to be stronger than bear's breath. You just wait. But we haven't seen it. And the time has come. Let's see it.
Now, I know you have led this effort to ban U.S. funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, better known as the UNRWA, permanently because of some of their members having a role in the attacks on Israel. Where does this stand now, Senator?
Well, we're going to try to pass the bill. I mean, what we've learned in recent days is if you took Hamas and turned them upside down and shook them, the United Nations Relief Agency would fall out of Hamas's pocket. The relief agency is not working for the Palestinians. They're working for Hamas. It's inexcusable. And it's going to impact the supplemental bill if we ever get to vote on it. Hmm. It's going to impact the humanitarian aid for Ukraine. I'm not going to be too anxious to send humanitarian aid to Ukraine through the United Nations, now that we know whose side they're on. It's despicable.
I agree. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. Coming up, a guy that was in town over the weekend for the president's speech and was here to endorse Jeff Gunter, the former ambassador to Iceland, who's running for the U.S. Senate.
Leo Terrell 2.0. He has seen the light. He is an amazing, amazing guy. You see him on Fox all the time. I love watching him. He was on Fox yesterday talking about Donald Trump and the case in Georgia looking better and better. We'll let you hear that and more coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, live and local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll enter the month of February, 9 months until the election. We'll give you the absolute latest on where things stand on the ground.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Books further down the street, people way down low.
Don't know how it's going to play out, but Jesus Jara, if you just joined us, has resigned as superintendent of the Clark County School District. His leadership has been horrible, and we have sunk further and further into last place just about across the nation as far as our schools. Our kids aren't learning. We're throwing a lot of money, a lot more money at the problem, and yet nothing seems to improve. We'll talk about that as we go along. The big question is, will Brenda Larson-Mitchell, the deputy superintendent, step up on an interim basis? Is she a candidate for the full-time job? We'll talk about that as we go along. I thought it was wonderful over the weekend to get a chance to see a guy that has been on Fox News forever. Leo Terrell, 2.0, he calls himself. He was on Fox and talking about Donald J. Trump, and the case in Georgia looks better and better for Donald J. Trump because of some of the controversy there. This was Leo Terrell. He was in town, but he was also on Fox News yesterday. Here it is.
Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade is no longer testifying today about his relationship with Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis. This after he reached a last-minute divorce settlement with his estranged wife. But their alleged affair may still play a role in Georgia's election interference case against the former president, Donald Trump. Civil rights attorney and Fox News contributor Leo Terrell joining us now. Leo, good to see you. What do people need to know about this?
Thanks, Sandra.
And what we're learning?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Nathan Wade bought time, Sandra. Nathan Wade's ex-wife has tremendous leverage. She has documentation of funding between Wade and Fannie Willis going on trips. Circle February 15th on your calendar, because Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade will have to tell the truth in court. And there's a statement that Fannie Willis has to submit by Friday. Let me be very clear. What happened in the divorce settlement has zero effect, Sandra, on the outcome of the motion to remove Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, misappropriation of public funds, the conflict of interest. All that is still in play. February 15th is the key date.
Okay, February 15th. Phil Holloway said this on the chances this case against the former president will be thrown out completely. Leo, listen.
I think that it could go away if for no other reason on a conflict of interest grounds, because it's going to be very difficult to find another prosecutor willing to step in my opinion.
Well, that's interesting. And also noting the New York Times says this, theoretically, the presiding judge, Scott McAfee, could disqualify not only Ms. Willis, but also her entire office, though the case could then be assigned to another DA in Georgia. That process can stretch on for years. To that, you say what, Leo?
I say, Sandra, we have to. I think this case is dead, personally, because I honestly believe the motivation behind filing this case against President Trump and the other 18 defendants was politically motivated. I'm telling you right now, Sandra, this case is really a case now that's been turned on to Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. They're facing civil charges, ethical charges, possible criminal charges. And I would submit to you that the motivation to bring this case was probably based on all the wrong reasons, the politicalization, the weaponization of the legal system. Also, let me be very clear, as a civil rights attorney, those defendants are going to have a selective prosecution case, civil case, possibly against Fannie Willis, the district attorney's office, for bringing this case, because this case may be frivolous in certain aspects of it.
Leo, if I were to take this big picture, having just heard from the former president a moment ago there, he was taking some questions after meeting with the Teamsters Union. You know, we're months away. The timing of all of these cases has been everything, but seems to politically have still motivated his voters.
I think every time a case such as the Willis case in Georgia, it indicates that President Trump has been a victim of a political system that has been weaponized in the courtroom. We don't use our legal system to go after politicians. And I'm telling you right now, the reason why you haven't heard Fannie Willis or Nathan Wade deny the charges, because there's paper trail, Sandra, that indicates something is wrong. That paper trail, those trips, that's documented evidence. How are they going to rebut that? And that is why this case is going to implode. February 15th is a key day. Fannie Willis has to submit some documentation by the end of the week. That's going to be written by her lawyers. She has to go in that courtroom and be upfront and honest with the court.
Leo 2.0, he endorsed Jeff Gunter for the U.S. Senate and did that over the weekend. That was pretty impressive. I want you to hear, but before we go to the news at the top of the hour, Dan Patrick. He's a guy that almost hired me years ago when I was working in Texas, 13, 14 years ago. He owned and probably still does a bunch of radio stations in Texas. And he almost hired me as a talk show host. Didn't happen, but that's okay. Dan Patrick, though, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas now. He was on with Sandra Smith, promising more razor wire along our southern border. Listen to this.
Anytime anyone says, I've done everything I can do, we all know you can always do more. In his case, he's done absolutely nothing except reverse and repeal every executive order that President Donald Trump put in place that helped secure the border and gave us the most secure border we've had in decades. And Sandra and John, let me look at that New York footage. What vacationer wants to go to New York City now? If they can beat up the cops and there's no accountability, what happens to the average citizen there? This is going on in George Soros cities all across America. These are George Soros judges, prosecutors, DAs who want criminals on our streets. Literally, they want criminals because they believe that no one should be held accountable. And I've said that, you know, look, there are many people crossing here. We need legal immigration reform. People should not have to come across the border drowning in the river in the back of an 18-wheeler. But for all those people who should come here legally processed and vetted, in that group are hundreds of thousands and thousands of criminals. Murderers, molesters, gang members, drug dealers, carjackers, kidnappers, you name it. They're part of this group. And terrorists. We know from countries all over the world. And Joe Biden is doing nothing about it. And then when we do arrest them, they let them out. Either he lets them go in the country or if they get arrested in New York, social justice judge lets them out on the street. I don't know how you get a cop to work anymore in these big cities. This is chaos created by the Biden administration in every sector of our life, and we're not going to put up with it in Texas. We're fighting back on the border. They want to cut the wire. We're going to replace it immediately. In fact, we're going to add miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of more wire.
I love that. Just thumbing their nose at the federal government and the Biden administration. I absolutely love that. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. We got rain on the way, folks. Rain on the way. We'll tell you more about that as we move along, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years, 5 years, more? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
A prepaid plan for your celebration of life can give you and your loved ones peace of mind today. But what if you move tomorrow? With us, you're protected. If you move more than 75 miles away, every detail of your prepaid plan moves with you to any one of over 1,900 locations in North America, guaranteed. That's a promise you'll find nowhere else. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, more on the resignation of Jesus Jara. What it is going to mean for the Clark County School District, the superintendent stepping down. He submitted the letter on Tuesday, and he said in the resignation letter it will become effective at 11:59 p.m. on February 21st. That is welcome news to those of us, including the teachers union, that has been trying to send Jara packing back to Florida, which is, I think, where he came from. But he's been around since 2018. The schools are not getting better. They're getting worse. It's time for him to go. It was time for him to go a couple of years ago, and it just never happened. Thank God he is stepping down. The big question is, what will the Board of Trustees do with this? And where will they look for a replacement? JD called earlier, and I thought I had a great idea, and that is go to the school districts that are, succeeding, like in Utah, and find an up-and-comer that knows how to put together a plan. Certainly a plan for being better. I'll take improvement, 10% improvement, 20% improvement. I'll take it all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Pat Casale joins us from the Republican National Committee and their winter meetings. That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...